The big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed. People turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Look, there are growing calls from health professionals around the world to scrap daylight saving, with warnings turning clocks forward for half the year can have significant health impacts, right? And this Australian professor has spoken out about some of the health risks associated with changing the clocks, warning the health risks could be amplified by COVID-19.
Could sprain a thumb.
Yeah, that's right.
As you're pushing the buttons.
Yeah, anything could happen because daylight saving starts on October 4. That's in New South Wales, Victoria, ACT, South Australia and Tassie, turning their clocks forward by now. But what are your thoughts? Do you agree with that? 13:27:10. That's what we're looking at the forum this morning.
G'day, Glenn from Wyoming.
How's it going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
You looking forward to daylight saving?
Absolutely not. Worst thing ever.
Oh, don't you like it?
All right.
How come?
Because it was sold that on the premise that you would get an extra hour in the day. That's how they sold it to the public. I thought, gee, that's funny. Do we have a 25-hour day now, do we?
That's right. You get an extra hour.
Do you? Hey, and
And all the simpletons with two marbles in the tin can between their ears bought it.
Oh, okay, all right. You don't have to bag me out, Glenn. Thanks
don't
very
bag
much.
Everyone.
Hey, you've got to call a spade, mate. You know that.
No, but do you have kids?
Absolutely.
Now, I know trying to get them at bed during daylight saving is a pain in the bum.
Yep.
Just how nature is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just how nature is. That's right. My six-year-old. Yeah, okay. It's not dark yet, Dad.
Yeah, it's not dark yet. Yeah. I had friends who had dark in their rooms, so they'd send the kids in there and say, come on, get into bed. Because 7:30, they can't go to bed at 7:30 because the sun's still up.
True.
But, mate, are you a fan? You're not a fan, huh?
Not a fan. I'm a tradie. Like, no, you get up in the dark all through winter. Yeah. Come summertime, you go, great, the sun's coming up. Daylight saving kicks in. You're back in the dark again.
Back in the dark.
Fantastic. Love being a bat or a vampire.
Okay, Cleno. Mate, we're putting you into the draw for the night staycation for two at Pullman Magenta Shores Resort. We draw that tomorrow, and thanks for calling, mate.
Thanks, Paddy.
See you, bud. That's Cleno from Wyoming. Yeah, cheers, calls bud. For daylight saving to be scrapped over health risks. What are your thoughts? 13:27:10.
Hello, Kevin from your minor.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Yeah, good buddy, yourself.
Oh, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah, heading down to Sydney for work.
Oh.
A bit late this morning, but yeah.
Yeah, what happened? How come you're late? You sleep in?
Oh, no, it's a bit of a later start and a later day today, so start later, finish later. So.
Oh, good stuff, mate. What are your thoughts about daylight saving?
I reckon that's just crazy talking about the health impacts. I mean, you look at the advantages it has, you know, for the environment, for example, because an hour of extra light at night, people use a lot of this power. Because you're not turning your lights on at 4 in the morning, but you are at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, I think it's great in that regard. It's good you come home. And the other one is, I don't know if you guys remember, but when Queensland, I think it was in Joe's day, one of their reasons was that the hour of extra sunlight would help fade your blinds, and that was one of the major arguments against it.
Yeah, fade your curtains, and the chickens wouldn't lay. Chickens wouldn't lay properly.
Chickens won't lay.
Only Queensland.
Hey, come on, stop having to go at me, Kevin. As well, that's
mate, David, good point, Kevin, about turning the lights on at night, because you don't. Yeah, if it's daylight, you don't need the light.
That's right. They save a lot more power. So, you know, all these people are on about the environment.
Yeah.
And
I think, like, if you do work in Sydney, you can get home, say, 6, 6.30, you can still get to the beach, have a swim at home or whatever.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's bloody brilliant.
Exactly.
All right,
get out and play with the kids.
Yeah, you come home at 8 o'clock for dinner, kids screaming because you've missed dinner time. Everyone's overtired.
Hey, Kevin, we're putting you into the draw for the night staycation for two at Pullman Magenta Shores. We'll draw that tomorrow. Well done, mate. Thanks for that. You're in the draw.
Have a great day, guys.
See you, mate.
Cheers, Kev.
Bye, Kevin.
See you. Bye.
27 past 6. And by the way, if you want to book your next getaway at Pullman Magenta Shores Resorts, give them a call. The Central Coast only 5-star resort.